Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Dr. Daniel Israel back with us. Daniel, are you in fact with us this afternoon?
I'm with you, Simon.
Fantastic. All right, so Daniel, so we've lost a bit of time, so let's get straight to it. You wanted to address the issue of the Israeli health minister apparently buying vaccines from Russia, and you say, well, on the one hand, that's hopeful, but on the other hand, controversial. Address both those issues. Why controversial?
So, Simon, there's a process, obviously, that there's a four-step process for a vaccine to come out onto the market. And as those of us who have been following the media would know, Russia's actually gone and bypassed some of the formalities and have just gone and rushed ahead with their vaccine, which is why it's been controversial, because we don't know in the long run whether these vaccines are going to have ill effect. That said, the vaccine's been given to thousands of people and it's had little to no side effects reported so far. So it wasn't the health minister, it was the CEO of Hadassah Hospital who bought 1.5 million doses of Russian COVID vaccine. Now he's taken on to try and convince the ministry that it should be used in Israel as well because of what reasons I've just said. When he was asked what he would do with all these vaccines if it was turned down, he's not really mm-hmm. said that Hadassah has other interests overseas and that he's sure that it could be put to good use there. And he's really, reported about how esteemed colleagues in Russia are using it themselves. So it's just interesting to see how there is this major race, almost was like there was getting to the moon and trying to get to the vaccine and get it out there. And the question is how far one goes in terms of bypassing the safety steps or the procedural steps that normally take put into place in putting out a vaccine.
So, Daniel, as somebody who knows less than nothing about anything to do with this subject, would the side effects be known immediately, or could this affect somebody in years' time or even the future generation for all it may do to male reproductive capabilities, etc.?
So it's definitely the latter, not necessarily reproductive, but there are, we don't know the end effects of vaccines after a long period of time, and that's why there are all these things in place. Interestingly, the person, Prof. Shub, who normally runs the slot, is the chair of the vaccine committee to governments in South Africa. So I actually think this is a great thing to end the week off with, because next week when you pick up with him again, he I'm sure he'll have that which to say about this, and it's a great question to ask him. It's definitely we try and be very conservative before we roll it up.
Would you take the vaccine, Daniel?
The Russian vaccine.
The Russian one, yeah.
I don't think so. I probably personally would wait, but I would take another vaccine that had gotten to the final stages.
Okay, no, that's really interesting, and thank you for taking us to 4:30 on the dot. Apologies for the technical issues, but
no worries,
thank you for your input this week. Shabbat shalom, Daniel.
Shabbat shalom.